This morning, we're also joined by Jason Gwinnip from the Medina Gazette. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in this morning. The Gazette is obviously, I'm looking at today's paper, covers all about the Medina County Fair. This is the time of year where you get a lot of people out there, and a lot of great pictures, I bet.
Oh, yeah. We cover the fair every year and send reporters out every day. We have a fair booth over there. Right now, for non-subscribers, we've got a great deal. If they wanted to become subscribers, they can get a commemorative Cavs poster from our front page of the Cavs coverage when they won the finals. And it's just some great deals, and I invite everybody to stop out and visit us at the fair.
Yep. Building the community building. We're sharing the booth space with them for a couple of days. You can't miss this year's Gazette WEOL booth because we've got our safety yellow T-shirts on. Craig Adams has the one. You'll be able to see him out there as well. It's one of the bright spots, I think, in the community area between people selling digital TV and chiropractors and other people like that. So it's a chance for come out and also register. I think there's some tickets to give away, Cedar Point tickets as well. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you're involved with, the advertising there as well. So you get to really kind of know the businesses in the community, right?
That's right. We've got a staff of 4 outside salespeople and 1 inside salesperson. We cover the entire county. We're lucky to be the oldest continuing newspaper in Medina County. We're the only daily newspaper serving the entire county, Monday through Saturday. So we've got a long history. I think we're one of the oldest continuing newspapers in Ohio.
Jason, what took you to where you are today as to what you do?
Okay. Oh, geez. Yeah, I mean, it's a long history. I've got almost 30 years in the newspaper business. When I interviewed for this position, one of the things that attracted me to it was I drove around the communities. And when I drove around the Medina Square, I saw all the businesses. The last newspaper I was at, it was every other business was closed. It was, covered up windows, just waiting to fill the space. I drove around the square here, and I didn't see an empty building. And so that was a big attraction to me. I thought, this is a great community, and it is. I've really enjoyed being here.
It also shows the importance, really, of getting a business in with the newspaper advertising, because businesses survive because people know about them, and that's one of the ways that
that's
get
right.
The words out for that.
Yeah, we've got over 9,000 subscribers right now. That take us daily. So what we have to offer for the advertisers is the frequency. There's other newspapers in town. Some of them are daily, some of them are weekly, but none of them are focused on Medina County like we are, and that's our big advantage.
You're spending some time out at the Medina County Fair. It's one of those unique things where every community is priding themselves on the fair. Gives them a chance to show not only to their own community but to outsiders what the community is like. What do you like really about going out to the fair and being a part of that?
Well, when I was a kid, I grew up a block away from the Great Geauga County Fair. So when fair time rolled around, I lived at the fair. So this was reminiscent for me going out there. You know, it's a different fair, different community, but it's all the same. It's the agriculture, the rides, the attractions. It's just what I grew up with. It's one of the things I know best.
Were you a participant in the fair when you were growing up, or were you just one of those that ride the ride, eat the food, and then just kind of spend your day as a babysitting by the because of the fair? How did that
work? Well, actually, I was in several 4-H clubs, and they're not the usual 4-H clubs. I lived in a small village in the county. I wasn't on a farm, but I knew a lot of farm kids. But my first foray into the 4-H was the rocket club. We built and launched model rockets. Okay. That was a lot of fun. And then my next club was outdoor cooking. So we got together and we grilled. So that was a lot of fun.
Now there are TV shows about that.
It's like fire in the pan, or you just use some kind of pot, or
you know, it was over open a fire, or we used a grill. It was just a lot of fun. Different recipes, and of course we had our exhibit at the fair.
Now you can take that with you to today. What about the rocket? Is there any? Do you still, think? I'd like to do that again.
Every now and again, after I graduated from college, I thought I'd like to give it a try. I didn't do as well as when I was a kid and had the supervision. My rocket didn't fly very straight, so I kind of gave that up.
When you get older, Craig, you cannot chase your rocket down as fast as when it used to be before. This is from sort of, you launch it, and usually then you get on your bike and you ride to where you think it's going to land. Nowadays, you either get in your car or you think to someone else. My neighbors do some of this.
Well, you know, we've had different 4-H people on many right. times over the years, and we've talked about cooking, we've talked about fashion, we've talked about food. I think this is the first time I've ever heard about a rocket project through 4-H.
Well, yeah. So, but that cool. that requires either a club to do that sort of thing, but it just gives you experience in sort of as with the 4-H'ers here, this kind of responsibility, taking part in an event, putting together displays, that sort of thing as well. So what's your day going to be like today?
Well, today I'm going to be going back to the office and working with the sales representatives to wrap up our Best of the Best tab. We have a Reader's Choice contest every year. We're closing that out this morning, and we're going to be putting the tabloid out on the 13th. It's going to announce all the winners. We had, I think, 155 categories this year. The voters went online and voted. So it's a lot of work, but a lot of fun, too.
Yep. And you got some of the sports tabs probably ready to go, or those things with the fall football. And
we've got our fall football tab coming out on the 26th of August, and then you know, we're going to be rolling into September with fall home improvement and some other things going on.
Have you started to design the world champion Cleveland Indians front page cover that's going to happen here coming up?
Well, not yet, but I'll talk to the graphics people about that.
Yeah, because they did a nice job putting together the one for the Cavaliers. And, again, you can see it on display at the booth at the Community Center of the Gazette. WEOL has a booth there. You can purchase that as well, or as part of a subscription. I think they're giving that to you as free, a framed version of that. It's just another way that newspapers kind of still impact our lives, be a part of a moment in time that we can remember. Jason, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Jason Gwinnip with the Medina County Gazette joining us this morning as we spotlight Medina.